University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A wild back-and-forth game for your guys last week against UMass at Fenway Park. Come up a little short, 44-31. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, well, first off, it was, great environment, to be able to play at Fenway and just, New England football in general and CAA football, surely. It was a great event, so we want to thank everyone involved for that. And, just as far as the game goes, early it looked like it was going to be a runaway for them. They scored on, I think, their first three possessions, and it was 24-7 at the start of the second quarter. We settled down. We battled back. We had a nice drive on offense. We ended up getting a safety and forcing it to be 24-16 at half. Came out and, executed really well in the beginning of that third quarter. Got it, got a touchdown from Josh, and then, got the 2 point, and it was 24-24. We didn't take advantage of the momentum at that point. We had 2 3-and-outs on offense and just gave them too many opportunities, to capitalize on that, and they ended up scoring. They made it, 37-24, down by 2 scores again, and then we get it back to 37-31 with 4 minutes left, and we have the ball around midfield. And then we just shot ourselves in the foot. We started off the drive with a false start, got a holding. I think it was 1st and 29. Ended up being 3rd, and then we took a sack, and it ended up being 3rd and 29. And we got it to 4th and 6. We converted the 4th and 6, but we had a penalty. We had an illegal motion and a shift. They also had a targeting on that that play. So if we didn't have the illegal motion and shift, we would have gotten 15 plus the first down. So. Give them credit. They made plays, but surely I think it was disappointing because we've been in a lot of those situations, and with an FBS team, and we have them 37-31 and going down and driving, we just hope we can finish that off next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, an FBS game against a team in UMass that had given Mississippi State, a top 25 FBS team, all they could handle, the fact that you guys were able to go, take them to the wire and really have opportunities to win it, had to have been encouraging for you. Did you feel like you guys, other than the mistakes, was encouraging to see your guys be able to kind of go head-to-head with them?
Yeah, I think it was nice to see our guys just continue to battle back throughout the game. Like I said, it was 24-7. We get it back to 24-24. Then, they score, and then we throw a pick six, and it's 37-24. And, we block a PAT that, would have ended up being crucial if we were able to score. But just the way we battled back, I've been proud of our kids all year, the way they played and how hard they worked. But in these close games that, we seem to be in every week against the, on paper, the better teams that are fighting for playoff chances right now and the FBS schools, we just haven't been able to capitalize. UNH in the beginning of the year, Delaware 2 weeks ago, and now with this FBS game, just teams that are establishing themselves as playoff teams, we just haven't been able to make enough plays, and their kids have, and you got to give the other teams credit, but I don't know any other way to just keep, coaching the right things and putting ourselves in those situations, and hopefully our kids learn from this experience, and I know we'll have another fight this weekend with Stony Brook, and hopefully we can make those plays.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Obviously, Ernest Edwards with a big day, the CAA Special Teams Player of the Week, mostly on the heels of that 95-yard kickoff return that got you going there in the first quarter, but finishes the game with 238 all-purpose yards, also contributed on punts, and as a wide receiver, it's second time in 2 years that he's taken one to the house off the kickoff return. Just talk about his explosive ability and what he brings to you.
Yeah, I think just the momentum in that game, they went down and scored on 4 plays. And I kind of already mentioned it was like, oh boy, here we go. And that was one of the coolest moments of our year so far, to have them kick off and Ernest just not even be touched, great blocking on the play, and then for him to go 95 yards at Fenway to make it 7-7, that was a pretty cool moment for our fans, and just to do it at that venue and running towards center field and all those things, it was a pretty cool moment for our sideline, our university, and he's that type of kid. We try and get him the ball as much as we can with special teams. And this being his second year in the league, he's seen some different things offensively now. It's not as easy to get him the ball. So I think the next step for him you know, is to become a complete receiver. And I know he works very hard at it, but certainly on special teams, he's very dynamic. And now it's just for him to – everyone knows about him now, so he's just got to work even harder to get the ball.
Offensively, were you pretty pleased with the way you were able to move it? 380 yards against that UMass defense. I know the one thing that certainly probably stuck out for you is that the 1-for-14 on third down had to be a little bit frustrating, but how did you feel like you were able to perform offensively, at least in terms of obviously 31 points and moving the ball?
Yeah, no, I think just a lot like the Delaware game. You know, I think we had 450 there. I know a lot of that, a little bit of that was at the end of the game when they were just playing prevent, but we've been moving the ball well on offense, and it's just been the consistency to finish drives. And again, on that last drive when it was 37-31, we just had so many mental negatives that which has put us too far behind. And against good teams and good players, it's just it's too much to overcome. And I think that's really been the message to our guys over the last 2 weeks on offense. Just our mistakes have just been too much to overcome against quality good teams and good players. We'll keep battling, but you know, we have moved the ball well. We've had great game plans going in. You know, we Josh again was over 100. You know, so it's just the O-line's playing really well. It's just we're trying to put the whole thing together. Ferg was up and down, more up than he was down in this game. But again, he's battling. He's a freshman, so we'll just keep coaching him hard. But certainly, we're doing the right things on offense. It's just, you know, these teams that are now in playoff contention in our league, I think that's the difference between us and them, is their kids will make the plays and their coaches will put them in better positions, and we're learning to do that. And I think, you know, hopefully we can just continue to be in that opportunity and that situation again this weekend, and it's another chance for, you know, us as a program to prove that we can make those plays.
Defensively, I know you gave up, I guess the thing that that sticks out is several of the big plays that UMass was able to score on, but your defensive front puts 5 sacks up. Kaelin Whitaker with 8.5 now for the season gets one of them, but just talk about how you felt like you played defensively absent of the was it just big plays that pretty much got you all day?
Yeah, you know, I think early on it definitely was. You know, they hit a bunch of plays. They hit a seam ball into cover 3, a fourth play of the game for about a 40-yard touchdown, and then the 69-yard touchdown was on just a one-on-one. We got beat. We had some miscommunication, didn't have a post safety on the play, but, you know, they took advantage of us being kind of slow early in the game, and give them credit. They came out and they were ready to go. So certainly early on, we gave up a lot of yards. I think it was almost 300 yards at half. If I remember the halftime stats right. And then we just, you know, second quarter, third quarter, we just settled down and, you know, just started to play like we know we could. And certainly I thought we did a really, really good job up front. I thought Kaon played well. I think Charles Mitchell played an unbelievable game. He's been playing really, really well right now. Just he's the most, as a defensive coach, he's the most violent kid we have. And that's something that's, you know, you talk about size and being all this, and Charles is a shorter guy, but he is very, very violent. And he played in a big way on Saturday, and it was good to see him do that.
You've talked about wanting to test yourself and improve against teams that are ahead of the playoffs. Hopefully one of those teams is Stony Brook, so you get a test against them on Saturday. As you've started to look at them, what has impressed you with the year that they've had?
Yeah, I think the biggest defense, and from being a former defensive coordinator, I think the biggest difference for them is their quarterback. He's playing really well. You know, I thought they've had really good teams in the past. I just know that they haven't been able to sometimes just, you know, improve at that position. And Joe has done a really, really good job this year. Their offense has kind of changed. You know, a lot of 11 personnel now. They used to be a lot of, you know, 12 and 13 and pounder, which they still try and do. It's just a little bit different. You know, but their offense is different. I think that's been the difference. Their defense still flies around. They're physical. That's the Stony Brook you know. But I think Joe has really taken his game to the next level. And then you got, you know, weapons like Ray and Stacy and the running backs. I think 33 is a violent player at running back. We better be ready to tackle in the secondary because he'll get downhill quickly. So just very impressed, you know, with Coach Priori and what he does. And we know that it's always going to be a battle with them physically. And now I just think it's even harder because of the way that their quarterback's been playing.
Before I let you go, sir, it's also senior day at your place. Talk about those group of guys that will be playing their final game for you and what they've meant to your program.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what it's all about now for us. With nothing, you know, guaranteed after this game, it's just we got to send these guys off on the right, you know, with the right message and the right mindset off a win. And certainly with the transition from myself being assistant coach 2 years ago to taking over the head coaching job, and especially the seniors on offense, just, you know, being open to the fact of a new head coach and really working with me, and just the relationship that we have built will hopefully be more important than what happens on Saturday. But, you know, I think these guys have gotten us to a point where we've been relevant in this league for the last 2 years, and it's a lot because of them as juniors and seniors. So we want to be 500 in the league. We want to have a 500 record at the end of the year. I don't think we're a 4-6 team. So I know we'll play extremely hard, and I'm just proud that these seniors will hopefully get a win this Saturday.
All right, Joe, thanks very much for your time and your time all season long.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.